Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
On the BetQL Network.
Going to get to a power hour here. We still have some Cy Young stuff to kind of wrap up that we wanted to get into a little bit. And we're going to bring Jake back in to talk about this. But with the National League scene, I mean, you kind of threw it at me, like, or American League scene. I kind of trust what you were saying about the whole market. Like, I understand why everybody picked McClanahan now, because I would probably pick him right now in that thinking. But I really like what you said about Eovaldi. I still have that. It feels weird to say Cy Young winner Nathan Eovaldi after how I watched him pitch in Boston for all those years. But Jake, what are your thoughts? Who are you on?
If it would just ever came between McClanahan v. Eovaldi, I actually think Eovaldi wins, especially now after today, because there's going to be a sense with, and we know how baseball writers are, where, oh, well, if not for Eovaldi, the Rangers wouldn't even be here. And that's if they make the playoffs, obviously. So we have to give Eovaldi some credit for carrying that team. And McClanahan, he's been great for a couple of years, but I actually think if the writers are going to give the Rays credit going forward, it's going to go to Kevin Cash, because Arozarena and Franco aren't going to win the MVP as long as Ohtani stays in the AL or doesn't get hit by a bus. So that credit would then go to the manager, I think. So if it ever became between those two, I think Eovaldi would win at the end. But right now, McClanahan has been the best. But me and Ken were talking about this a little bit earlier. We were texting about it. Like, McClanahan keeps giving up home runs too. Like, he gave up 3 hits to the Red Sox. One of them was a home run. He just keeps doing that, and that's going to take a hit to some of his value too. I don't know if Eovaldi can keep this up. I don't know if he can stay healthy. He's a guy that always has an oblique or an ankle or a shoulder, and famously came back from like a million Tommy John surgeries earlier in his career. But I mean, it's a great story. I'm told Ken the other day, I'm sitting here with my George Kirby and my Joe Ryan and just like, okay, what do I do now? And honestly, the guy I feel worst about not putting a bet on earlier in the year, or, you know, to start the year, is Framber Valdez. He's the one that scares me the most, because he's been awesome for a month now, and he was that guy last year, and he was that guy to end the previous season too. He's just on this awesome run where he's developing into an ace. He's the one where I feel like I'm going to be sitting here like I'm just an idiot.
Jake, did you have a McClanahan ticket last year? Because I remember filling in doing a show. I think it was You Better You Bet, where somebody had the ticket on the day he got hurt. We were talking about it. Was that you?
I did not.
Okay, somebody did. Oh, somebody had a McClanahan.
Good job not having it.
Thanks.
Good job, because he didn't win. Because
it didn't win.
Because Verlander won instead. Yeah. So I just it's going to sound, Jeremy, like, because, and you know, you can kind of get the vibe that Jake and I talk about this stuff all the time now, because Jake's like way more into baseball than I am. So I just like bouncing stuff off of him. Like, it's going to sound like I'm like hating on McClanahan. And like, I just want to be really clear here. I don't care about any of these guys. I don't care at all. I'm trying to solve a problem. And the problem is who I think people are going to vote for at the end of the season, given all the statistics that we have. That's all I'm trying to figure out. I don't care. And McClanahan will project the best the rest of the season. That's why he's the betting favorite. That's cool. That's like totally fine. But there's a difference between he's the betting favorite and I'd bet on him. Like, those are two totally different things. Like, he can be the favorite, great. And you can also not bet. Like, I don't really want to take shots on anybody. I don't like these guys. Eovaldi, like, can I trust him? Sonny Gray, who I don't even like to win this award. Like, I don't like him. Luis Castillo is a little interesting. I think Joe Ryan's a little interesting. I think Framber Valdez is a little interesting. Like, I think these guys can all win. I would not bet. I think people are going to see that poll, and they're going to see the way McClanahan's paragraph is written, and they're going to think that he has some unbelievable lead over everybody right now. And it's like, there's really only two players that have an unbelievable lead in an award. Corbin Carroll has an unbelievable lead in an I mean, like the Grand Canyon. Like, he's so far ahead, it's stupid. Like, that's an unbelievable lead. To a certain extent, Ronald Acuna Jr. has the same thing at National League MVP. And, like, I like Freeman, and I have some Freeman, and I have some Mookie Betts. But, like, I would he love to tell you that it's really close, but it's not. It's just, like, it's really not close right now. And Acuna should probably get every first place most of the vote if they conducted the poll. Just if you saw that poll, you'd be like, oh, my God, got McClanahan 3-1? Like, I got to go bet a lot of money on that. Just, like, that's not what's happening. And hey, look, if it's game 100 and this poll comes out, I'll say, like, yes, sir, voters, and I'll go bet McClanahan for a lot of money. But we're not there yet, and we got a lot of ways to go to get there.
All right, well, let's switch gears to the National League now, unless there's something else you had on the American League. What are your overall thoughts on the NL?
Yeah, I mean, I think AL is, do you want to try to – so, and also just I'll add, I think Cole's got almost no shot. I think Ohtani actually has no shot. Those are your second and fourth choices. So there could be valuable bets in the market, literally, because even if you think I'm an idiot for thinking McClanahan not isn't even going to win, but like that I wouldn't bet him at these prices, like Cole and Ohtani are your second and fourth choices occupying like a ton of win probability. Like Cole's profile is so much worse than the top eight guys right now. What? Like, now we're not even close to, like, oh, he can project the best the rest of the year, and it doesn't even matter, I don't think. Like, I think it's just, like, it's that bad. It really is. Like, I know his WAR is excellent, but, like, everything else sucks. Ohtani's been getting torched. He has a million homer. Like, he's never winning. The guy's the fourth choice. So, like, the value in the market doesn't even have to be that everyone has to agree with me on McClanahan. It's like, okay, like McClanahan's, maybe it's just McClanahan's a worthy favorite and that price is correct. And these other prices are asinine. And that's why I want to bet everybody else. And that's why I want to take a shot with Eovaldi or Castillo or Ryan. It's kind of just like subjectively whoever you like of that group. Cause like one of those guys or all of them should really be like choices 2, 3, 4 right now. And maybe McClanahan should be the favorite, but those should be your second, third, fourth. And this has been gradually moving that way for weeks. It's going in slow motion right now. It's like taking forever. See, but that's where we're headed. That's where we've been headed for a month.
Ken, I love what you just said, because for future bettors or for anybody that's betting markets like that, I mean, that's what handicapping's about. I always look at horse racing. Anytime you talk to a horse racing handicapper, they're going to sit here and tell you, it's like, okay, if I've got all these big time favorites, how do I beat the board? How do I make money off of this? That's what we're all trying to do, is make money. That's the whole point of handicapping, is to win money. So like, if you're sitting here looking at the board and you see an inherent value, like, so when I place a future bet in the NBA on a team to win the championship, there are some times where I'm going, do I think they're going to win? No, but the number is right to bet it, where they actually have a legitimate shot that if they get into this, this, or this, that they could win. And I think that's kind of what I'm looking for. It's not always a shoe-in. You're trying to find the right value in it. And I think you just kind of nailed the market in the American League side. So what are we doing with the National League then?
Yeah, and I wish in the AL, I wish there was an easy answer, right? I think Jake and I both wish it was just like, oh, this is so simple. Like, Cole can't win, Ohtani can't win. I'm going to take a shot at McClanahan, and it's blank.
Yeah.
It's definitely Framber Valdez. It's definitely Nady Eovaldi. It's definitely Joe Ryan. Stuff like these guys, it's not. It might be one of the five, but like, I don't know which one. And you're kind of trying to like hunt and gather prices on a lot of these guys to like have kind of where whoever wins, you're good. You're almost betting like a no on McClanahan, or at least like a no on Cole and Ohtani. So you're trying to kind of build that way. So I'd be a zero on buying any Garrett Cole and any Ohtani. Gausman's just always short priced because he's going to lead the league in FIP forever. It's like Zach Wheeler last year. And like, maybe he's going to win, but just, like, his price is never going to be a price you want to bet. It just never is. And so if that's the case, then it's like you're kind of just monitoring all those other guys, and that's who you're building. And maybe it is a little McClanahan. Maybe it's a McClanahan has a break-even hedge against the other guys. Hey, I'm going to bet a lot of Eovaldi. I'm going to bet a lot of Joe Ryan. I'm going to bet some Castillo. I'm going to bet some Framber. And then McClanahan's my, like, get all that money back guy. And then if Garrett Cole beats me and I lose the whole thing, so be it. And if Ohtani beats me and I lose the whole thing, so be it. But like, I'm not losing to McClanahan, and I'm winning on everybody else. Like, maybe that's the way to do it. It's just, so again, there's tons of ways to skin a cat here. It's just like, I really don't know how you can look at McClanahan's price and be like, this is a buy. Like, you could say it's good. I'm okay with that. We don't have to argue about that. But like, man needs to be way lower. No way. We can do NL though. Sorry. So
no, you're good. If you, I mean, whatever you had to add on this, because this is your neck of the woods. I mean, I do future bets, but I, every time I listen to you talk, you've got a decided edge on this, and you see it differently than most. And I don't know. I think it's a beautiful thing listening to you break it down.
Like, I get like a lot of DMs from people that are angry and that like think I'm an idiot, and just like that can be true. there are some things that I do that are definitely really stupid, but like, just understand if you're listening to this, like, this isn't just like guy who does betting content yet. Like, I have a lot of money in this stuff. I win a lot of money. I just do. And I like, people who know me or follow the show, like, I never talk about money or like whether I win or not a lot. Like, it's just like, I don't, but just like, I'm invested in these outcomes a lot, and they matter to me. And so I put in a lot of work to figure out what I actually want to do. And so like, just at least consider this opinion before you make your decisions. And if you still want to jam McClanahan, or you think I'm nuts and Garrett Cole at 5-1 is the buy of the century, so be it. Everybody gets to bet whatever they want, and we get to see who's right at the end, right? So just like, this isn't like some, hey, we have to fill space opinion. Just like, keep that in mind. So the NL, the voting is also actually really interesting. And I also think it's incredibly driven by bias about who people think are going to be there at the end. So Zach Gallen and Spencer Strider basically split the first place votes. There's 45 of them. They got a combined 39. Gallen got more than Strider. Who cares? He got 23 and Strider got 16. The sell for Strider is going to be like historic strikeout rate, historic strikeout numbers, which is fun because, as we know from voting, anytime somebody does something for the first time, they're going to get rewarded with votes. This is Westbrook triple-double. You know, this is Aaron Judge home runs. This is like all these, like, we have these unique occurrences where it's like, hey, like, this guy was better, but man, that guy broke that record. And and as we get later in the year, that has to be a part of the handicap. Doesn't have to be a part of it right now. It's too early. And he's already one of the favorites. But
Is it 15 a game? Is that
it's
it
like
is?
14 per point nine? Something maybe per nine. It's per, the per nine, nine is even higher. It's just like outrageous. Yeah, I mean, it's really, really stupid. So I think that they should be the two favorites. They project the best the rest of the year. This league is very short on contending pitchers to match these two guys. There's just not a lot going on behind. Like, AL, McClanahan's so good. Cole's a big name. Otani's a big name. But there is like a stable of pitchers that are like worthy of your consideration who are behind those three guys. This league, you've got these two pretty top performing guys. Gallen rates out a little better than Strider to me, but it's like really close in my numbers. And it's like, all right, they're definitely vulnerable if it was the right pitcher. But the problem in this league has been there's just no right pitcher. Like Mitch Keller is a great story. Like, it doesn't look like it's going to be Mitch Keller. And you can bet Kershaw, but that doesn't seem like a good idea. Kershaw rates out terribly to me right now. Like, I don't want to bet him. So you're kind of going through the list just like, I don't like Strider and get, like, I don't think they're dominant, but they're ahead of this mediocre crop of blah. Like, the Phillies pitchers didn't pan out. Alcantara sucks. Like, Julio Urias isn't good. Like, all the guys we thought were going to challenge these guys went away. And so even if I want to like fire against them, who? Like, who am I even interested in? And I think what you have to figure out, Justin Steele for the Cubs got hurt. People like kind of fear that might be a serious injury, like, can't bet him, and he's been one of the best pitchers so far. So again, like, these guys just keep dropping out, and you just go, is there anybody at all that can challenge these two pitchers that's like worth a bet, or is it do nothing? And the two pitchers you have to try to figure out. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. No, I was gonna say, do you look at some of these guys and just immediately scratch them off? And I'm not even talking about their odds. Like a Marcus Stroman is going to get traded more than likely. You know, there were rumors, if the Brewers fall out, would they trade, you know, one of their top pitchers and go on a different route? You know, and then you look at some of these other teams where you don't expect them to be there in the end. They're not very good. But Mitch Keller is the one that I was intrigued by, because all the analytical guys I talked to think that he can't keep this up because that he's just having a hot start. But it is interesting, but he plays for the Pirates. So again, it's like, I feel like I'm in the Princess Bride now. So I clearly cannot drink your cup because, you know, all this, whatever. But the point is, like, I agree with everything you said. It's the top two guys. I don't know that there's value anywhere else, or there's anybody that's going to burst onto the scene and catch them.
I think it's okay to just be like, we're cool. Like, this market's cool. Like, all right, like, Strider super short, Gallen super short. Bye. Like, I'm going to go to the next market.
Yeah.
It's okay to do that. I think the two names that you're just like monitoring to see if they can make this interesting. So like Logan Webb, I think, is actually like a really interesting candidate in this market where maybe you don't want to bet him right now, but like rates out up to this point in the season, performance wise, as good as those two guys, and pitches a ton of innings, which helps, almost like how Alcantara won last year. He just goes into the ninth inning in like every game. But like, I'm not saying bet him. I'm just saying like, this is somebody that's at least like, let's see how the next 3 weeks goes. And like, can he actually create a statistical case that's better than these two guys? Because he's really close to doing it right now. So like, that's one name. And then Stroman is the hilarious one because he's been the best pitcher so far. Like, let's also not like beat around the bush. He's the best pitcher in the National League up to this point in the season today. He's the best. And he got like 5 first place votes. The other guys got like 25. And I get it, because what are the writers doing? They're projecting the rest of the season. Well, Stroman's going to fall off. This happens all the time. Like, he does this all the time. So, and like you mentioned, the other interesting wrinkle with him too is the Cubs are probably shopping him and probably going to trade him. So like, and I know he wants to stay, but they might trade him. And like, are you going to bet on a guy that's going to get traded and then won't win as a result of that? So again, like, it could just be don't bet. I think Webb and Stroman statistically are the guys to at least monitor the trade talk with Stroman. And then if you want to enter the market later, I think that's okay.
Yeah, good stuff. And I'm sure we'll talk a little bit more about this. And we've got the rest of the Power Hour coming up where we'll continue to break it down, give you our best bets for the day and more. Jeremy Kahn filling in for Nick Costas. Ken Barkley's here. It's You Better You Bet right here on the BetQL Network, brought to you by BetMGM.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.